This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Okay, we have a Dak Prescott contract projection to get to here. Let's take a listen to this audio, though. And his philosophy as free agency approaches. Here's cut number one. What's the difference between you and Tom?
Tom Brady isn't the breadwinner in the home, then that's a great problem to have. So in that case, he can do that. He can you know, do his contracts however you want to do them. But for me, it's about I've got a great agent. I'm going to just let him do what he's best at and just leave it at that.
Might be the best career move ever to fall in love with one of the greatest supermodels in the history of the world.
Net worth $360 million.
You gotta be kidding me. How did she get that much money?
Oh, wait, no, wait. Hold on. Updated figure is $400 million. Yeah. Wow. Tom's at about $180
million. Does she do makeup or something or clothes or...
Gavin.
Is that just off photos?
I don't...
These supermodels, man.
I don't know.
All you gotta do is starve yourself or something like that. Or
let's look this up. Why is Giselle...
You have to be tall, too.
You gotta be able to walk like that. You seen that walk?
Okay. Is that the talent? Is it really hard to walk like that?
She's got that walk.
Okay.
I watched that Tyra Banks show years ago. She is trying to teach that walk.
I suppose. I mean, she's pretty and all that, yeah. But it's not like she's got an incredible body or the most beautiful face ever. It's a very pretty face. I mean, how does she get to make almost $500 million over the course
of
her life?
Okay, here we go. All you got to do is be marketable. Looks like her big money really comes from H&M, Chanel, Carolina Herrera, and Louis Vuitton advertising campaigns.
She's a spokesperson. Yep. Okay, mm-hmm. That makes a little bit of sense. So why is it her, not the other ones? I don't get it.
I don't know.
You're real friendly on the photo shoot? So the boss is like, hey, bring that friendly gal back.
I wonder how much more famous she is because she's also married to Tom Brady.
Okay, yeah, maybe that boosts it.
I bet that does help out.
So, yeah, be a power couple, I think, is what we're rooting for Dak. He's doing a great job dating.
We need him to find a really rich woman so he'll take a discount?
Yeah.
Is that what we should ask him, question, if we get to interview him at Oxnard? Hey, you haven't signed your contract extension. Is there any chance you can, because you said it's like, you know, Tom Brady, like, hey, more props to him, good deal. Like, should we just find you a rich girlfriend slash then
wife? Worth a shot?
It can't be girlfriend. He's got to have it locked down. Otherwise, her money is not your money. You got to get it locked down.
We could have like a billionaire matchmaker for the Cowboys, so they'll play for less than market value.
Yeah.
That's the next step, Jerry.
Yeah.
That's the next step. Get a stable.
Of course, we're not so shallow. Of course, this would be real love.
No, we're that shallow.
We want to find a real love for each and every Cowboy player, especially if you're going to be around for a decade or so. But maybe that is the biggest advantage in the Patriots' ability to win all these Super Bowls over the years.
Giselle.
It's not Belichick. It's not Ernie Adams, the Rain Man in the sky. It's not Tom Brady's talent. It's that he fell in love with somebody. He left his ex-wife for somebody.
Pregnant ex.
Yes. Yeah. Don't forget that when you're evaluating character.
Yeah, don't skip
that. Hey, when it's time, it's time, you know?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Number two. Dak getting paid and paying everyone else.
We've had conversations, me and Todd, about just kind of, I guess, the way he's going to attack it or the way it's going to go down or however you want to say it. But I think he knows how to get what's deserved. And and I think the team knows how to pay what's deserved and pay those other people at the same time what's deserved without being frugal.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I think that is a very clear and strong line. You don't have any problem getting this done without being frugal. You know, I'm one of the 15 or 20 guys in the entire world that can do this job. I would imagine that, you know, just as they pay other people who can do their jobs, Tyrone Crawford, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, they all got paid. You know, let's go ahead and get this lined up.
If you are a capable NFL quarterback, you should be smiling the entire time all these interviews are going on. Where it's like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just here to, you know, play. My agent's going to handle. I'm getting super paid.
Yeah.
They're either going to super pay me, they're going to tag me, somebody else is going to super pay me. I'm rich.
Yeah, and life's great. And the awesome thing about being a quarterback as compared to some other positions is the team doesn't want to mess around at all. Only the worst organizations let their quarterbacks escape somehow because they know how important it is for franchise stability, not only on the field, but in the sales office as well. So if you're in that spot, it's just a matter of time before the team gives you the offer. You have all the leverage. Number three, Here's a little bit more of Dak talking about what's best for him and the team.
Whatever's best for me, for my team, for my group, I guess, is what it is. And if that means going into that, we'll see what happens. But I'm going to take the advice from my agent and my team, and we'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't about his football team. That was about his team. Mm-hmm. That was about the people who help him figure out this contract situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good for him. That's the way players should view it.
It sounds like he's got a great agent, and the agent's really doing a great job explaining to him what the situation is so Dak can be really calm about it and just let it come to him and then communicate to the audience incredibly well about it.
Most likely he's going to get a contract extension, whether it's this offseason or next offseason. You're going to be paying a guy top five, top 10 quarterback money in the NFL. Gavin, you said this months ago and it stuck with me, and Jeff might know the numbers also better than I know the numbers. The Cowboys have been working at a deficit for 3 to 4 years anyways because of Dez Bryant, because of Tony Romo, because of dead money. So it's like the Cowboys will be just working on the same budget they've been working with because they've been paying so much money to people who aren't even on the football team anyways. You just can't now do both of those things. Is that is that where you were at? You told me that a month or so ago.
Yeah, they have been competing in an NFL that has a salary cap around $195 million with about $165 because of the Tony and Dez money. And before that, it was different guys' money. I mean, they've been operating at the far extreme of dead money on their books for a long time. And for the last 5 years, they've been trying to clean it up. So they put the credit card away and have just been financially disciplined like a mofo in order to get to a spot where they don't have so many dead money on their contracts, and they finally arrived. So if they've been doing it for the last 4 or 5 years by drafting their asses off, there's no reason if they couldn't pay Dak big time and continue to play well. So much of it comes back to drafting well. How about 6 years and 168? With $65 million guaranteed, that is the number that Todd Archer, in a bold prediction segment on on ESPN.com, I see Ben Rogers tweeting about it here a little bit, and we'll get Fish's thoughts on that. But Todd Archer, one of the more plugged-in beat writers, I would imagine that's around where you're going.
I hate the salary cap. I just hate the salary cap. Blow it up. Let's just pay people whatever owners want to pay them, and if you can't compete in that world, you can sell your team.
Yeah.
That's what 6 for $168 million.
Yeah, it's huge, but I think that's where the market is going. That's just under 30. What is that, around 20? That's $28 million per year for Dak Prescott.
That's the number. That's okay. What it's going to be.
So then the topic becomes, how much money are you saving if you do the deal this year compared to next year? And that question, I think, goes to how much is the cap going up? Is there another quarterback that's going to sign at some point in the next 12 months that's going to reset the high point? Because if Aaron Rodgers is 33 now and Dak's 28 now, if it goes to 35, guess what? Dak moves up about $2 million as well. That's per year. Over the life of the deal, that's a total of $12 million. And then the third question, how far are you guys going next year? Because if you're going to the Super Bowl and you win the Super Bowl, then maybe Dak resets the market. Maybe he's the guy that gets it up there to $35 million. So I think at minimum it would cost you another $1 million a year. Most likely it could cost you a couple more $1 million a year, and it could cost you $7 million more per year. That, I think that's how the Cowboys have to look at it. What sort of an advantage are we gaining if we do the deal right now? And I don't know exactly how they would sort that out, but I think between $1 and $7 million is about the framework.
And I mean, it's highly likely that they are going to have to pay Dak because, number one, you have a good football team right now. And when you have a bad football team, it's really easy to say, hey, guys, we're really bad, but we weren't bad enough to get the number one pick, so we're going to have to give up whatever we have to give up to go get the number one pick, because then we can be good in a couple of years. If you were to say, listen, we've looked at how all of this works, and paying your quarterback makes it really, really hard to win. Well, what would make it even harder to win would be to go grab a rookie quarterback and say, all right, we're still saving money, and he won't be good for a year or two.
No, so like can't do that.
I think that's the biggest reason why quarterbacks don't get away. They're marketable, but it's also that when you're where the Cowboys are right now, where you're thinking about the Super Bowl, you're realistically thinking about the Super Bowl, I can't do it if I'm plugging in a new quarterback.
No, the only thing you could do right now would be to sign Bridgewater.
And hope for the best.
Yeah, there's no other quarterback out there, right, that's available?
Fitzpatrick.
I mean, Joe Flacco, yeah. if you know.
Yeah.
What I mean.
Yeah.
Right. And that's better than
Tannehill,
some rookie.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can't do it right now. I totally get it. So I think you set the contract up in a way that in 2021, if you gave him the big money and it became prohibitive, it became a roadblock for you to even make the playoffs, then you're like, okay, let's get out of that contract, and now we can start the idea of drafting guys. But with the line, with the defense, with Zeke, I you just can't. You can't do it right now. And that's another reason that Dak can be very, very comfortable that one way or another he's about to get super paid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.